All right, time to get on to bigger and better things. It's a new month, and we bring you in at the end or the beginning of every month to talk about the events coming in Chicago. Mm-hmm. April's going to be huge.
April's great. Spring's happening in
Before Chicago. You give out any clues of anything coming up, I just have to say I saw a picture of you. I was very jealous because it's you and the cast of Clueless last weekend at the C2E2 convention.
Well, I told you about it last month.
I was there Friday, but I don't get to hobnob with all the stars like you do.
Well, that's the whole thing. You can pay to meet anybody. So there you go.
So it's you and four of the stars.
It's four of the stars, yeah.
Alicia Silverstone.
Mm-hmm.
Brecken Meyer.
Right.
Donald Faison.
Paul Rudd.
And Paul Rudd.
Yes.
And you.
And this is iconic. The good thing about it was national news because they made it into this very rare
reunion
that the four of them would ever be together. I mean, when is that going to ever happen again? Yeah. And that's why I was like, you know, I'm going to go for it. And
did they talk to you at all during the crafting of this picture?
I did. Yes.
What'd you talk to them about?
Alicia, I loved her jumpsuit. She had like a jeans jumpsuit on.
Yeah.
And I said, I love your jumpsuit. And she's like, well, I love your outfit. And I was like, I wore the plaid for you.
Very nice.
And she laughed and it was kind of fun.
She looks fantastic. All four of them have aged extremely well.
I think so.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, does anyone bring up the fact that it's kind of weird that she falls in love with her brother at the end of the movie? Does that come up at all?
I'm sure that came up in interviews in the past.
You didn't bring it up, though.
No, we didn't get to there. And I didn't mention, you know, Stacey Dash.
Oh,
Where's Dion? I didn't say that, but I wanted to.
She's had a kind of a strange political career of late.
Yes. Yeah? So she was not there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But they were all nice people.
Yeah.
Good.
Good vibe.
Good.
The fans were so fun to be around. And it was just a fun weekend, too.
Paul Rudd never does these things.
No.
He's rare to get him.
He's very big.
Why do you think he came?
I think his career is just going so well, too. There's really no reason for him to. I guess he just wanted a little extra cash.
Yeah.
You know.
They must have paid him handsomely.
They did. I mean, it sold out the first day, like in minutes. Yeah.
And he was only there for one day, right? Was he there Saturday only or something?
Yeah, I didn't see him the second day when I went
on
Sunday. I know she was there, but
how long did you have to wait to get a picture with all four of the cast members?
They have, you know, they have a very well organized, and they keep you in little groups, and they call it out, and they
want to get as many in as they can quickly,
in and out.
I know this is awful. You're never supposed to ask anybody what they paid, but I'm curious. Not you, but just your average film fan, what would it cost for them to have their picture taken with all four stars of Clueless?
With all four?
Yeah.
So the four of them was a little low, like about $300.
Wow.
Which is high.
Wow.
But if you just did Paul Rudd by himself, almost $200. So why not
get everybody?
Right.
That's how I looked at it.
That's now, a better deal.
Did you guys hear about the Rolling Stone meet and greet?
No.
So they just talked about this. This just came out today.
Whoa.
Charging $35,000 for a meet and greet with a Rolling Stone.
So how much time do you get to spend with them?
It said a matter of minutes. It actually even said that.
And it's $3,500.
Yes.
Well, how does anybody get any satisfaction?
No, not $3,500. $35,000.
$35,000.
Yes.
I was amazed at $3,500. I'm like, that's too much money.
Well, it did turn out that it is a fundraiser. They are making money for a good cause.
Wow.
But this is wild that they would charge that much.
Kim, Harry, and I will take a picture with people for a bag of kettle corn.
Well,
just a small bag, not even a big bag. It's just like an 8-ounce bag.
Sure. And a nice donation, maybe.
Right.
Really, just the kettle corn.
Just the kettle corn, so no donation. Okay. Yeah.
So much better.
All right.
Wow. So
35 grand.
That's
to see the.
I mean, you could buy a really nice car for
I love the Rolling Stones. Okay, Springsteen, that's my guy in the E Street Band. But the Rolling Stones are the iconic band from, you know, growing up, high school, and
Harry,
and
did you have the Beatles where you grew up? Because the Beatles were pretty good, too.
We're not going to have this argument again, are we?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, Bruce Springsteen, since you mentioned him, he came and did a book tour.
Right.
And charged $35. So you could get a photo with him. They did take photos with people.
And that's why people love Bruce.
Well, why do they charge anyway?
That's what there's a band called the 1975. He's like, wow, who started this whole charging to have like a nice moment with someone that you admire and you're a fan of?
I think it started, Harry, you'll know more about this than I do, but at sport conventions, your favorite baseball players, where it used to be you would just line up and part of your admission ticket for buying into the convention was you got to have somebody sign your baseball or your glove, but then they got wise to this and it became $5, then $10, then $20, then $50, then $100.
And then it was like per item.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, if you wanted him to sign more than one thing, you'd have to pay two fees.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of these meet and greets, you don't get a signature. Like, they don't, that holds up too much time, so they don't do a signature. You just get a quick photo and move it along.
God,
it's not with your camera usually. Usually it's not.
See, my buddy,
and they email you the picture, and that's it.
My buddy Chocolate Rich, he used his Springsteen photo for his holiday card.
Oh, did he?
And he said, you know, it's only a few minutes, but Bruce talked to him, said, "How you doing?"
Yeah,
and, you know, it's like that's.
But you'll remember that forever.
Forever,
right?
Yeah. I met Billy Williams as a kid, and he was friendly, and I remember that forever. And I met Gail Sayers as a kid, and he was a jerk, and I remember that forever.
See, it's with you.
Can I tell you what impressed me so much? Do you remember Brian Bickle played for the Blackhawks for a bunch of years?
Good old number 29.
Sure. Number 29. Brian always had good seasons, and then once it got to be the playoffs or the championship, he just cranked it up a notch, and he was amazing, right? All right, so he's doing an event, and they asked me to MC the event. It's a video game championship, and whoever gets to win plays Brian Bickle in Mario Kart. So all these kids come out, and he's excellent at it. So all these kids come out, and they say to Brian backstage, because I'm backstage too, they go, "Brian, there's all these kids. They're all lined up. They want you to sign sticks and pucks and jerseys and stuff. Mm-hmm. But our rule is they have to pay X amount of dollars. And our other rule is it has to be sanctioned by the NHL or you can't sign it." And he nods. He goes, "No, I understand." And then he turns to me. He goes, "I'm not doing that." I go, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, if a kid gives me something to sign, I'm not going to charge him. I don't care if it's sanctioned.
So nice.
I'm going to do it." And then he did that for an hour. And they kept walking up and they go, "Brian, remember the rules?" He goes, "Yeah, I remember," like that. And he just kept doing it his way.
What a great guy.
I so respect him.
You know, he got MS and he beat it.
I know.
And, you know, everybody was cheering for him. And, you know, he also was a big fan of pit bulls. He champions pit bulls as being normal pets. They get a bad rap.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. That same week, though, I did get to meet Billy Idol, and that was a big deal for me because it was my first concert.
Yeah.
And so I went to his show, and I had my book with me, and because I'd seen them pass back the books to him at other concerts.
Yeah.
And they told me at the merch thing, they're like, "Oh no, he's just going to jump in a car and he's going to fly out of town, and that's going to be it." And this was my first concert, so I had an emotional thing with Billy.
Sure.
And he's still very good. He did an acoustic thing with Steve Stevens. So I waited. I was like, "I'm just going to go wait in the back a little bit, though." And there was some people out there with, like, guitars. You know, people wanted to get stuff signed. His manager came out after a while and said, "He's going to come out. And if you guys are cool, just wait right, you know, in this line and be cool. We will get either something signed or a photograph." And so he came and signed my book.
Oh, that's excellent.
And it was just so
nice to you.
So great. Yeah.
Good.
And so it's moments like that, I think. And that was a free moment. That didn't cost anything.
Oh, that's
it's nice
perfect.
When it happens randomly. I
sure
remember
is.
Taking my kids to see Brett Favre one night, and we were kind of up front. And, you know, my kids were dying to have him sign something. And he came down, started talking to my kids, ate their chicken fingers, which they were happy to share with Brett, signed whatever they wanted. Mm. He was just such a nice guy.
Oh, good.
Hey, you guys just mentioned my two favorite comedies in the last 25 years.
Something about Mary.
And Wedding Singer.
Oh, that's
Jerry,
true.
Have you seen Wedding Singer?
Right, of course.
Okay, yeah. So Billy Idol's, you know, throughout that movie.
Yeah,
right.
His
right,
music
right.
is... All right, okay. Tell us the big events for April.
Events. Okay, so for April 5th, we have Bacon Fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a wild thing.
Yeah.
My photo in my bacon suit from last year is like all over the internet. They used it in their promos and things.
I'm going to Google that.
People keep...
You seem surprised.
They keep
posting. You had a bacon suit, Jerry.
Is it a crisp bacon suit?
It can't. Well, it was that day.
Does it sizzle when you walk?
Oh, you guys. So that keeps popping up and people keep tagging me and I'm like, okay, I know. I've seen it. I was there. So that is April 5th and April 6th.
150 bacon dealers, right?
Yes, it is wild. And you really want to pay for the... It's really worth paying the extra cash for the VIP because it gets... After that first hour, it is nuts. So it just... huge lines.
We begged ESPN for 5 years to do a bacon event.
And they wouldn't do it?
No.
No, this thing's gigantic.
They finally did it, but it was simultaneous to the... this one. Which
Do they keep kosher at ESPN?
That could be a problem.
Just one or two of the cheerleaders.
Oh. Also, Wing Fest is coming, which I like that one a lot. It's grown on me a lot.
When is that?
April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 20th anniversary for it at UIC Pavilion. I liked Hooters. I thought they had great wings last year.
Really?
Yeah. I really did, but they were not part of the... You know, they have a competition.
Yeah.
And then I usually go and judge, and I think I'm doing the exotic wings again this year.
And Hooters was the one that you found the most tastiest.
I had
Wow.
Do you go boneless or do you go bone in?
The ones that I judged were all with the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they have. It's pretty wild. So that's great. We have some more Comic-Cons coming. We have Heroes and Villains on April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Donald Stevens Convention Center.
Rosemont.
Right. So we're going to have, like, the Punisher. You know, they have Walking Dead people.
Yeah.
It's very TV-oriented.
Yeah. How big is that compared to last week's C2E2? Is it about half the size?
No, I think it's around the same
big?
Size. Yeah. The Star Wars Celebration is coming, and I've never been to that, but I'm excited about going to that at McCormick Place. And that's April 11th through 15th. And that's got Billy Dee Williams coming, Forrest Whitaker, Freddie Prinze Jr. I mean, a wide variety of people that sometimes if they're just in like a cartoon or they're in, you know, various spinoffs of Star Wars that they get
to have. Is Freddie Prinze Jr.'s role in the Star Wars universe? I'm sorry, I don't know, but I didn't know he was connected in any way.
I read it was something like Rebels, so I'm not really sure.
In the animated series?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. So, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, I want to mention some Broadway, some cabaret coming. So Monday Night Live at Petarino's, you know, our friend Denise
McGowan.
Yes, is doing her 500th show.
Wow.
April 15th, her and Becky Menzies.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that long for them. Good.
She has been pounding it out.
Yeah.
Over 700 people have sung on stage with her. And
so normally, Jerry, and you already know this, but it's whoever's doing a show in town, they show up at Petarino's usually on the off night of their show.
Right.
And they perform a song or two there.
Right. Monday is usually their dark day, so they have some time.
Yeah.
They pop in. But then anyone can come up there and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have to register with her. The food's great. They're going to have champagne and cake for this event. Mm. So
good for her.
Shout
500
out to her.
Times. Good.
Yeah. Speaking of cabarets, we got Countess Luann from Bravo's Real Housewives of New York is coming to the Chicago Theater. So
is she the lady and housewife that is always fighting?
She does.
She's the one.
How did you know?
She's the one, right? I couldn't remember her name. It's the Countess.
Yes. She's
coming. Always one, right?
Yes.
April 20th, she's coming at 8 p.m., but she's going to bring some friends with her. And she's.
Does that infer other housewives? Or when you say friends, who will that be?
I looked around for
They're not specific about who the friends are?
Right. I mean, it'd be great if she brings Ramona with the Ramona eyes.
Those are the ones they always fight on the show,
yeah.
Right?
Or Bethany Frankel's on that show.
Yeah.
With her skinny margaritas.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fun opportunities for that.
Yeah.
You know, the Chicago Theater has been killing it recently. I mean, Casey Musgraves this week, and Michael Carbonaro did a great show there I saw on Sunday.
He's wonderful. For people that haven't watched that series, he's
who's Michael Carbonaro? I don't know who that is.
He is a local magician, and his magic is unlike anything you've ever seen. He'll do things, Bill, like he'll position himself as a hot dog cart seller at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah.
And he'll do magic one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, like, someone go, where's the mustard? He goes, well, all the condiments are in this little pill. And he'll have a little packet, like a ketchup packet. He'll say, if you touch the yellow part, it'll come out mustard. If you touch the green part, it's relish. If you touch the red part, it's ketchup. And he does it. And then they go to take, you know, the packet, and they can't do it.
Yeah.
And he does, like, he'll be in a candy store. And he is, you know, like, he, instead of, so he's not on stage doing magic for 400 people. He's one person at a time.
Yeah.
And he always disguises himself.
Oh, that's brilliant. Right.
Yeah, he films in Chicago, but it's on True TV. It's
Michael Carbonaro.
The Michael Carbonaro Effect.
That is the other show on True TV.
Yeah.
Because when the college tournament started, everyone's like, what the hell is True TV?
Now we know.
There you go.
All right, so that sounds good. That's the Chicago Theater. What else?
He was just there. Van Morrison's coming.
Love him.
Yep, April 23rd and 24th.
He's got to be in his 70s, right?
Yeah, he's up there.
He's the Belfast Cowboy.
Yeah.
Brown-eyed girl, right?
Yeah.
Tim the Toolman, Tim Allen's coming for his comedy April 27th.
I'm busy that night.
So you can't make it? Not a fan?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
And so those are all at the Chicago Theater. I have to tell you about my friend has opened a record store in Andersonville called Rattleback Records. I used to work with him at Secondhand Tunes. Paul Ruffino is bringing in Todd Rundgren to do a signing at his record store.
When?
This is going to be great. This is April 24th, Wednesday. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes till 4 p.m.
Is this on Clark?
5405 North Clark Street.
I've passed by there a couple times. It looks like a good time.
It's great because he's got a lot of kitschy stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, he's got the records. He's got all kinds of, you know, memorabilia.
What is it called?
So
Rattleback Records?
Rattleback Records. And for $25, talk about the meet and greet. You get a meet and greet and have his book signed. It's called The Individualist, Digression, Dreams, and Dissertations.
Oh.
And Todd Rundgren's going to sign for you.
Excellent.
So I thought that was really great.
And the date on that, one more time, Jerry, is what?
April 24th.
April 24th, from 2 to 4, so during the day.
Excellent.
We talked about Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. She's coming here April 8th at the United Center.
Mm-hmm.
Great album if you want to hear a new, fresh
She's
album.
Very talented.
Very talented. It's got that voice.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
We got Patty
Tickets
Griffin.
Are still available for that? Because I would think would go very fast.
I believe so. I mean, United Center, so hopefully.
Oh, it's a big place.
My friend Doug will fly in from Florida to meet Todd Rundgren.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, he loves Todd Rundgren.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know if you need a hookup with that.
Thank you.
Patty Griffin's coming to the Vic April 16th.
Patty Griffin.
Yeah.
Kathy?
She's from the... No, not Kathy.
You're thinking of the Patty Duke show where Patty and Kathy looked alike.
Yeah, they walked
like
alike.
A classic
I'm not sure who this is.
Patty
is she?
I
what
thought you'd be into her.
I don't know Patty who that Griffin. Is.
Kind of scull you on her a little.
All right,
but there a lot of these classic artists are coming back and
good,
you know, good. Performing here in Chicago.
Very good.
So a good month for that.
It sounds like a lot of busy stuff, Jerry.
Yeah,
and you'll have your picture taken if they're famous with all of them.
Possibly.
Good. You got to keep that streak alive.
There you go.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks.
Kim, thanks for being here. Greatly appreciate it. Harry, you'll get a formal, as per usual, a formal thank you in just a little bit in
have
the fruit
a good
basket.
Weekend,
we
guys.
Always do that. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
We'll close things off next. It's Bill and Harry in for Wendy on WGN.